go down to the big houses to work in the kitchens. Yes on 187. Yeah, yes, 187. Except the woman that I hired to pick the celery. So they tell me that ain't special. I'm going to be doing it, but ain't nothing special. Ask Tim. He knows about that. People say, so I guess you're going to be, you know, it's like on St. Patrick's Day, they ask the Irish, you guys are going to be drinking your beer, huh? Yeah, like every other freaking day, drinking my beer. The amount of whiskey consumed, I don't know. One less drunk. That's true. That's what happened to my family, too, yeah. I don't have any alkies in my family, though. Everybody's a fairly responsible drinker, I think. But I could be wrong. Okay, we're bored now, so let's shift it over onto Phil Hendry because it's starting to suck. Yeah, thank you. Great. All right.
Phil Hendry.
I love that. Okay, that's great. So let's move it on over to Phil now. And, yeah, you know, in my family, my father died years ago, and it was a tragic loss. He was there laying on a gurney in intensive care. And I remember seeing the heart meter going down from, you know, 100 beats a minute down to 50, down to 5. And, okay, let's say it's great, Phil. Now let's move it on over to Phil Hendry. I'm kidding around, Neil. You know that I am. But you're still an asshole. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Phil Hendry's show here. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. That's 1-800-521-KFI. That's outside of L.A. County in Orange County. And inside of L.A., 5201-KFI. 1-800-449-8686, if either one of those numbers doesn't work. And I'm currently reading, I think I've mentioned this ad nauseum, perhaps, because I like to just always have a book that I'm reading. Do you do that at all? Probably not. Sort of. I just want to have one going, man. I just want to have something. First of all, we got no TV at the house. I haven't gotten the DirecTV hooked up yet. First thing I got to do is get a washer and a dryer that work, okay? And that's probably going to be about a six-month process. So what I'm trying to do is I got a book. So I go home at night and I sit there and I read a book because the wife's not home. The kids are gone. So the house is like completely dead and empty. And I'm reading this Lombardi book. When Pride Still Matters, the biography of a guy named Vince Lombardi, who was the coach of the Green Bay Packers. Now, you ever heard of him? You heard of him, Craig? He's fairly well known to you. How do you know about him?
From my dad.
From your dad. You don't really... Do you follow football? Okay. So if you don't follow football, you probably don't even know who he is. But he's probably considered the patron saint of professional football. I mean, his Green Bay Packers won 5 championships, 2 of them Super Bowls. And he realized his dream in life fairly late. He was an assistant coach all the way on up through his mid-40s. By the time he was 46, 47 years of age, he finally got what he'd always wanted, a head coaching position. He didn't necessarily want to be a head coach in the pros. He just wanted to be a head coach. He really wanted the Army job because he'd been an assistant at Army. And they passed him over for the New York Giant job. And he turned down the Philadelphia Eagles. He finally, at the age of 47, he got the Philadelphia or the Green Bay Packer job. The right place, the right time, the right man for the right job. That kind of thing. I say all of that to say, starting Monday, we're doing Afternoon Drive. Right place, right time, I'm the right guy. And oh yeah, by the way, I'm fat and I'm old. I'm 47. And that means we're going to now have 2 fat old ball guys in Afternoon Drive in LA Radio. And I don't care. I haven't enjoyed life this much since never. I'm having the time of my life, man. This is fantastic. See, I don't sit here and try to be something that I'm not. I am what I am. I'm pretty weird. I'm a pretty strange guy. And I have peculiar tastes. And that seems to resonate with a certain section of the audience. So I don't sit here and say, you know, we have a youth-oriented show. I don't sit here and say that we're doing one for the blue hairs and everybody who is, you know, kind of wiping up after themselves. I'm not sitting here saying that we're doing one right down the... We're just doing whatever it is that we do. It seems to appeal to all kinds of people, primarily younger people, but, it, you know, that can change. So I've never tried to posture that this show is young and hip. Even though for the most part it is. What I do tell you is the truth. Fat, bald, 47, Phil Hendry. Proud of it. Do I look 47? Somebody said to me, oh, God, you don't. You look 50. No, they said, by the way, I'm in Girl Talk magazine this month. That's right, Girl Talk magazine on the stands now, I think. You can get it at Borders Books across the country. You can get it at Tower Records. You can get it at independent newsstands all over America. Girl Talk for the cross-dressing man. Yes, Girl Talk. I have a few issues. Maybe we'll give them away later on in the show. Girl Talk is a magazine for cross-dressers. And I was interviewed by Gina Lance, otherwise known as Larry, who owns a liquor store. Does Larry own a liquor store or a hardware store? He's a hell of a nice guy in his chiffon, in his taffeta gown. The thing that gave you away, Larry, as I'm sure you know, you had a beautiful hair and everything, but the hands, these big, meaty plumber's hands this guy's got. Anyway, he's interviewing me because he said, you know, he was just fascinated with the show, and Margaret and Bobby and Mavis and some of the women that we do on our show fascinated this cross-dressing magazine. So I was interviewed, and it's on the newsstand. They could have interviewed me in Playboy. They could have interviewed me in the Wall Street Journal. I wouldn't be talking about it. But Girl Talk, we're plugging them, if you'll pardon the expression. Now, have you got the thing ready? We're going to do a flashback from last night. So I'm going to start off by saying, previously on the Phil Hendry Show, I'll cue you, then we're going national. Then we'll come out of that, boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, and we'll kick right into Ultra Drive here. And I got to tell you something, more updates from the Sears front, more updates from the washer-dryer front, more updates from the I'm going to kill somebody, I'm going to Garrett the next guy that walks through my door with a Sears patch on his uniform front, which, of course, I'm kidding about, I think.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3...
It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
R.C. Collins with it. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right, Daryl. This is bitchin'.
Yeah. We're going to do a song now that R.C. and I have been working up. A little thing called Papa with the Rolling Stone. I think you're going to enjoy it, right?
This reminds me of my dad. He left us on the 3rd of September.
Bull crap.
Well...
All right, everybody, remember that number, 1-800-260-4534. Get that Best of Phil Hendry Show CD. It rocks. Be chilling all summer long, listening to some funny-ass stuff, all right? This cat's funny, man.
He's pretty funny sometimes.
It was the 3rd of September, the day I always remember. Yes, I will, because that was the day that my dad and I
never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mom, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head. She hung her head and she said, God damn it. Well, well, well.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, well, well.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Home.
True what they say, that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
I heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls, all the time leeching.
Dealing in dirt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Mama hung her head and she say, Mama hung her head and she went ahead and say, God damn it.
Mama hung her head and she say, screw it.
Mama hung her head and said, Mama hung her head and she said,
"Why don't you hang your head over here?
There you go.
I want to put my head there."
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Dadgummit.
When he died!
Well.
Hey, Mama, I heard Papa called himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what sent Papa to an early grave?
Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, and steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa wasn't ever much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
And then Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and she said, "God damn it."
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and she said, "Oh well."
Why don't you go here? Give me a Coke, will you? Yeah. Go ahead, give me a drink. Mama looked up at me with a tear in her eye and she said, "Just go get the Coke, okay?"
Got it.
Well.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. I said it.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Yes, he was.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left alone.
R.C. Collins, ladies and gentlemen. I see Colin.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. I'm Darryl Weber.
I'm R.C. Collins.
R.C.'s papa was a Rolling Stone.
Keith Richards, as a matter of fact.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Keith Richards, as a matter of fact. Anyway.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
There you go. Phil Henry flashback from last night's show. That was R.C. and Darryl Weber doing Papa Was a Rolling Stone from our big radiothon, and we raised around close to $9,000, actually, last night. So we are up to $111 in monies raised from our various radiothons and from our various, personal appearances and just from our entreaties here night after night and your generosity helping us out with my friend's place, $111,000. What did I say, $111,000? Did I say $111,000? Well, all right. I got you, brother. I screwed up. $111,000 is what has been raised. And it's been a tremendous, tremendous effort. What do we got here? RC on the line. RC, I want to thank you for your contribution.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. And I want to thank you for letting us do it.
Well, we played that back because that was a stellar performance of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And I guess there's a lot of, I don't know.
You said $111.
Whatever, man. Get off it, okay?
You messed up.
I got it, okay? The song Papa Was a Rolling Stone, does that have particular meaning?
Yeah. My dad left and never, I hear from him once a year, but because he sends checks.
God, that's terrible.
I don't care. I could give a crap. As long as he sends the checks, what do I care?
So you don't miss him?
No, he's an asshole. I mean, what do I care?
Your father is an asshole.
Yeah. In fact, I wrote a song, and I wanted you to hear it, Phil, because it means a lot to me, if you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead.
Well, Papa was a full-blown asshole. Well, wherever he...
All right, I don't want to be a party to you dissing your father, as bad of a father. Papa was a full-blown asshole, huh?
Well.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So $111,000 raised to this point for the great people at My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And you can donate whatever to those great guys. Go to their website, homelessyouth.org, and find out what else you can do. And also go to our website, philhenryshow.com. And you can buy our CD, because it's still for sale there on the website. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, yeah, guess what?
The Phil Hendry Show, every night, every day, starting Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And I've made comments over the last few days about, well, you better carry the show live. I'm telling you now, the axe is going to fall if you don't. I understand there's certain programming considerations, and there's some stations that carry as much of it as they can live. They have to tape delay some of the things. I get it, okay? So I hope you don't think I'm being too, it's just a lot of posturing and attitude. We want the show to be run live wherever possible. We simply want to remind everybody that this is no mutual overnight, okay? We're not running some Jim Bohannon thing. I'm sure he's a very nice man. I don't mean to, I'm not trying to downgrade him. But in other words, this is not Phil, as in F-I-L-L. This is Phil, P-H, how you spell it? P-H-L-I, Flea. That's what this is here, me, Phil. So we want our program to be given the due respect. In any event, starting on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 Eastern, bug your affiliate or whatever you want to do, or don't, as the case may be, to have us on live, or tell them you don't want us on the air at all. Whatever you'd like to do, call them. But stay in touch, okay, because they like to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. If we get any interesting calls, we'd be very happy to put them on the air. But it's probably not likely. Anyway, not in the first few minutes of the show. I logged on to the Sears website. I went so far as to log on to the Sears website today. And it says, Sears, were those cursed by the devil Belial shop? No, actually it says, it doesn't have where America shops anymore. It's the Sears tagline now, the good life and more. Sears, the good life and more at the lowest prices guaranteed. Now, if you follow the program, even if you don't, let me just give you this. One washing machine's exploded. Two dryers are now in the fritz. My wife, 2 weeks ago, walked into a Sears. Should I say where? It would pin it down to the store, and then it would be like, maybe they'd get a little heat. I don't want to. I should. In Thousand Oaks, California, bought what's supposedly the top-of-the-line washer-dryer. Kenmore Elite. Top-of-the-line. Digital. It's got all these, just push a button and drop dead. Sears does the rest. Just push a button, pinch one off. It's beautiful. Well, I pushed a button, all right, baby. And probably, I'm guessing a couple of thousand, $3,000 later, I'm going to have to replace the carpeting in one room, the padding. I got my contractor coming out, the great Dave. He's coming out tomorrow to the house. He says, so what's up? I said, I might have drywall damage. He says, you don't mind if I bore a hole in your wall, do you? I said, oh, it's going to get that heavy. He said, I got to see whether you got damage to the drywall. I got to see whether the timber is wet. So not only now is the floor ruined, he's got to start punching holes in walls to see if I got dry rot in the timber of the house, in the very structural, the skeletal structure of the house. Why? Because I got the good life and more at Sears. That's why. That's essentially why I got the good life, baby, at guaranteed low prices. Guaranteed. So we replaced that machine. Well, guess what happens the other night? Night before Marie and the kids are going to leave. The dryer, which is the other good life and more machine that I got. The dryer goes about 3 minutes and stops. 3 minutes and stops. I keep punching 3 minutes and it stops. Freaking just stops. I called him up. I said, I don't get this. The machine's stopping. Well, Mr. Hendry, you can't expect us to sell, I don't know, whatever they said to me. It's starting to go in one ear and out the other. I have called the customer care line. I've called the store. I've talked to so many jackasses. I can't even begin, and myself included. It's just a big circle of jackasses, fill in the middle. And we're all talking to each other. Nobody's making any sense. I'm calling up the guy who delivered it. But that's not his problem. I told you guys all about this. You see, when one hand don't know what the other hand's doing, this is the state of the corporate life in America, where you got one guy who's working the loading dock, you got another guy who's working a customer care line, you got another guy who's working at the store, you got another guy's service, another guy's delivery. Service is one distinct thing. The delivery guy's one distinct thing. The service guy's serving it. The delivery guy, he can install it. But if the machine goes wrong, then it's the service guy and the store. I've been going through this for weeks. Now, they come out, they replace the machine. This, I'm going to tell you guys, and you got to hear this, if you're at all interested, and maybe you're not, but I'm enjoying talking about it. None of the things that have resolved themselves, the new washing machine, the new dryers, none of these things have resolved themselves easily. I have had to beg, plead, bleed. I've had to get on the phone and say to them, and try to make sense, do you understand that my family's been inconvenienced? Do you understand that there's a room destroyed? Do you understand that you owe me just a little consideration here? And then after I go through like a 10-minute harangue, then they, well, all right, Mr. Henry, maybe we'll do something for you, which makes me hate them even more. Doesn't make me feel better about them. It makes me hate them even more. So now what happens? The dryer fritzes out. So I call them up. I got a dryer that's fritz. I actually called the lady who manages the store in Teal. She's a hell of a nice lady. Very nice woman named Colleen. And she got me a new dryer out there like that. And the guy came in yesterday with the new dryer. The first one sucked. Here comes the new one. And this guy's Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. He don't work for Sears. He works for the delivery company. Oh, it's a great day. Isn't it a beautiful day, Mr. Henry? Yeah, I think I'm talking to freaking Darby O'Gill. This guy's so happy. Oh, Sharon B. Gordon. What a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, it's a hell of a day. Whatever. I don't care, pal. You know, oh, come on. You know. And you got a new machine here. Yeah, I know. And when you guys take the washer, you go, oh, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the whole good goddamn thing. You don't worry about a thing. You just sit on your ass over there, Mr. Henry. Have yourself another pint. I see you've been drinking a few. Yeah, well, these washing machines. Oh, I understand. So go ahead, Mr. Henry. Guy puts in the new machine. I said, would you check it, make sure? Oh, it's perfectly fine. Not a problem in the world, baby. Tidy you right up, man. This cat splits. I go to use it. 3 minutes and it shuts off. I said, I can't believe. I must, you know, God hates me. He must hate me. My karma sucks. Maybe I should get back to my Buddhism and start chanting some more. I don't know. 3 minutes and it shuts off. 3 minutes and it shuts off. I go to bed last night thinking, okay, I can't deal with it. This morning I wake up at 7, man, because it's on my mind. I call National Customer Care of Sears, and they get on the phone, and they say, what's the problem? I said, let me tell you my life story. Let me tell you how it all began, lo these many years ago. My name is Phil Hendry, and I live at such and such address. And I bought your machine. The washing machine blew up twice, and it flooded my home. Then the dryer broke. Then they brought out another dryer, and it broke. And, well, sir, I can schedule a service appointment. Isn't that great? I'd love for you to schedule a service appointment for me next week sometime. I said, no. It can't be next week sometime. My family, I got 4 kids, I got a wife, I got to have this stuff. Do you understand? Do you care? Well, sir, I'm doing everything that I can. You know, and I bet you there's a guy somewhere at Sears who can get it done. There's got to be one guy. Yeah, maybe they think I'm a prank caller now, like it's a big shtick. I'm calling up for laughs because I like to see washers and dryers go in and out of my house every day. I just get a kick watching those guys with a dolly and a crack in their ass going in and out of the house. I just, what a riot. I said, I bet you there's somebody at Sears that can do something. Is there much, maybe the CEO or so? No, well, sir, I'm doing everything that I can. What do you want from me, sir? I got to have the machine fixed. It's the second time that this thing is broken. I need a service guy or something. I can't do anything about it today. I said, you got to do something about it today because I'm walking around stinking like an open grave. I smell like a goat. I haven't washed clothes in weeks. I can't do anything. I'm telling you right now, Craig, I have to spend 5 minutes with these guys, these intractable bastards, trying to get them to finally say, okay, we're going to do you a big favor. What's that? We'll be out there this afternoon, 2 to 5. I go to work at 3:30 in the afternoon. Well, that's tough crap. Oh, I'll tell you more in a moment. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I don't really care if I'm beating this Sears thing. My wife said to me, "What? Don't you think you've talked about it on the air enough?" No, I haven't. No, I have not talked about it on the air enough. No. Well, you know, you'll never get them to change. Well, it's, I'm not looking to get them to change because I'm not going to shop at Sears any longer. So I don't care if they don't change. But somebody's got to know. Someone has got to hear the truth. Somebody's got to hear this. Someone has to hear my plea. I stand alone in the wilderness, naked, John the Baptist, preaching, exclaiming the evils of Kenmore Elite. I stand there with it all hanging out, screaming about Whirlpool. So I said to the guy on the phone, "Well, I can't do anything, Mr. Henry. Look at pal. This is the second dryer. This is the second one that is malfunctioning in my home. Now, the fact that your washing machine has already annihilated some, $3,000 worth of carpeting or whatever the hell it is, you've got to do something for me. You can't tell me, well, Mr. Henry, you have to understand that our service guys are all out on calls now." And that's what I said. Is there anybody at Sears that can pick up a phone and say, "You know those service guys that are out there? Yeah. Get one of those guys to turn around and go over to this guy's house." Is there anyone with that kind of power in Sears? And this guy is like hemming and hawing. I'm beginning to think, no, there isn't. It's like run by a computer or something. You know the old Metropolis, Fritz Lang, or even more contemporaneously, Creation of the Humanoids, where the machine is so big, there is no real leader, it's just the machine? Sears has reached that point. I don't have any other business. Sears has reached the point of Metropolis and Creation of the Humanoids. The machine is now self-propelling. It is self-sustaining. It's interbreeding. There is no person to pick up the phone and say, "Who do you call?" That we have a customer here who's got property damage as a result of one of our machines, whose family has been put out. Aggravation. You know, there are legal terms. One of them is aggravation, loss of home. These are terms that lawyers understand. And I bet you Sears understands those words, too. What do you think?
Coming from a lawyer,
they might. But as long as dumbass is sitting on the phone, Phil Henry, big fat Phil, they don't care. So, I can't do that. Jesus, you can't do it. And then, as if the clouds have parted and he's going to do me a big favor, he says, "Well, I'm going to have somebody out there between 2 and 5. Just because you're good-looking, just because it's St. Patrick's Day, and you sound like a dumbass Mick to me." Well, you're right about that. Well, okay, see? He didn't really say that. He just said, "All right, I'll get somebody out there 2 to 5. And I said, "I go to work at 3:30 in the afternoon. I gotta, he's done all he can do." At that point, he's basically saying, "Do you realize that after your 10-minute harangue, I have granted you this favor? I have granted you a window of 2 to 5 p.m. Never mind the fact that you aren't going to be home or that it impacts your job or that you're going to have to get somebody to be at the house. Not that I know anybody who would actually be at my home. No, nobody's going to. I don't know anybody that's going to be at my. Everybody's out working." No, he can't do anything about that. That's tough crap. Take it or leave it, Charlie. That's the message that they send to me. Take it or leave it. I said to the guy, "Okay, you got me. I'll be here. I can see that you people really don't care about people so much as you care about your system." "Oh, no, sir, that's not the case. We do care about people. I told you, I am giving you a service call today. Ordinarily, this would take..." "I understand. Ordinarily, the machine would only let you do it on Monday, but now the machine has granted a favor. The machine! The mother-father computer has opened up its biobank and granted me this one drop of water, thirsting in a desert, crawling on my belly, crawling past polluted pool after polluted pool, crawling on my belly, and the mother-father has opened up the vault of heaven, and the choir eternal is singing down and saying, 'Sears will come out today, 2 to 5. We grant you, Phil Henry, this wish. What do you think?'" And I had the temerity, I had the blasphemous temerity to say, "I work at 3:30. "What? Don't you know the great Oz has granted you?" "Sorry, Mr. Sears Oz, sir, but I work at 3:30. I'm afraid 2 to 5 won't be good enough." "Silence!" You little prick! So I said, you got me. You got me by the short and curlies? I'll be here 2 to 5, sir. You know, because I was obedient. So then I got a bright idea. I called the store. These are the guys that are going to come out and service it. I called the store up again. I said, hey, yeah? The machine that they brought out here to replace the other machine that was broken, yeah? It's broken, too. Well, sir, we could have a new machine out there for you. Well, I understand that I already made a service appointment. Oh, well, a service appointment. Well, I can't do anything for you. But if I canceled my service appointment, could I get the new machine? I had to spend, I'm telling you, I had to spend like 7 minutes trying to get this guy to understand the concept. He didn't quite know what I was saying. What do you mean? Well, if I have a guy coming out to fix this machine, but you're telling me you could get me a new machine, how about if I cancel the service appointment and I just get the new machine? You want to do what? You want to cancel the service? Yeah. In other words, I want the new machine. Oh, okay, but you have a service appointment. Right. Well, then if the guy who has the service, if he comes out and says you need a new machine, then you should call us, and then we'll get a new machine. But if the guy comes out and he can fix it, but you just told me that I could get a new machine. Yeah, I did. Well, and I will give you a new machine. Okay, what do I got to do to get the new machine? Well, first of all, we got to make sure that you can get a new machine. I couldn't understand anything he was saying. He didn't know what I was saying. This was another dance, and this has been typical of the dance that I've been doing for the last 2 weeks. Let me explain this. Okay, and then I went on the website, and so here's what happened there. I said, I want a new machine. I don't want a brand spanking new machine repaired. I got to get the Sears to English dictionary. Then I'm going to be fine. Coming out today means 2 to 5. And new machine means only if the old one's fixed or not fixed. Maybe I was talking to a computer all along. I wasn't talking to people. It was a computer I was talking to.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Great. You got a cold?
No, not at all.
You sound funny. Anyway, the machine you sold me sucks, okay?
Oh, sorry. I do bad. Got that in?
I don't know what I was talking. Finally, the upshot was this. I want the new machine. Just bring me my new machine.
Sorry, Phil. I can't do that.
Open the pod bay doors, asshole. That's what he should have said to that Hal. You don't say, open the pod bay doors, Hal. You say, asshole, open the pod bay doors. That was the whole program. You know, the program was all wrong on that. Open the pod bay doors, asshole.
Sorry, I can't do that, Dave.
So, I'm getting a new machine, but I had to cancel the appointment. And you want to know what? The easiest part of the whole process was canceling that service appointment. Getting the guy out there, it's going to take blood, sweat, and tears. But canceling the guy took one phone call, and the woman, oh, yeah, sure, it's gone. You better believe he wasn't in my house today. If I got home and I see a sign, sorry we missed you, Sears. I canceled that guy out. I mean, I'm telling you, it's brutality unchained. So in the middle of this angst-ridden day, I can't go anywhere this weekend, by the way. They're going to deliver the machine on Sunday. I was going to go out. My wife and kids, they're gone. So for the first weekend in I don't know how long, I was going to go down, look up the Swede in San Diego, go shoot some pool and drink some beer. I can't do that now. I got to hang around Sunday waiting for my bloody machine to show up. So I'll call up the Swede and have him come up. He says, you got that big pool table yet? I said, no. Then why the hell would I want to come to your house? Who is the Swede? Wouldn't you like to know? It's a guy, okay? Just in case you're worried. The Swede. He and I go way back. We used to have season tickets to the Rams together. Swede and I'd go down to Ram games, you know. He tried to pick up on all the women, you know, in the vicinity. He got to know everybody. Because they had season tickets for the Rams for like 10 years, so the Swede would go down there with me. And sometimes we'd take little Danny. Who's little Danny? Wouldn't you like to know? And it ain't got nothing to do with a part of my anatomy. Thank you very much. So I can't do that. I got to hang around. So in the middle of all this angst, I went on the internet. I looked up Sears. And then I looked up Kenmore Elite. This is the machine that we bought. And I got to tell you something. It's a really amazing thing. The reality versus the fantasy. You know, the reality of your life versus the advertising pitch. Simple, elegant, and some other bullcrap. Kenmore Elite. Simple, elegant, efficient. Kenmore. And it had the beautiful fade-in graphics. Punch here to find out whether your machine will actually work. You know, all of these little things, and I clicked over, and state-of-the-art, digital this, all this crap. Sweden little Danny, that makes me a fag, my producer now is telling me. Anyway, Sweet, if you're listening, come on up and play some pool. I don't have a table, but... So simple and elegant, and all this BS, I'm looking at this stuff, and I suddenly realize, you know, this is a digital machine. You got to punch these buttons, this stuff. I can't, for God's sake. Maria wanted a brand new machine. She went out and spent, like, all kinds of bread on the state-of-the-art thing. We had two piece of garbage Maytags that were working for 25 years, man, and we got rid of them because we were moving into a new house, and Maria wanted real nice-looking appliances. So we gave these things away to some church, these machines that never broke down. Maytag! And I'm sitting there with my Kenmore Elite, which I understand is made by Whirlpool. I'm here to tell you, they're horrible. If you ever walk into a Sears store and some guy leans against a machine with a tie and a name tag that says Skip, and he says, gotta tell you right here, this is a machine for you, run. Run screaming if you must, but run. If some guy's trying to pitch you on the Kenmore Elite, I'm telling you, this thing is garbage like you've never... The scent will not go away for months. Months! It's got to be balanced right, otherwise the bloody thing won't work. The hoses can't be... All of this jazz... It's not a machine. It's another kid. It's a pet. It's somebody you got to take care of. So I'm stuck with these two things. The only thing I do is get a brand new one. If this thing doesn't work, well, I guess I'll just get a brand new one. The fantasy I had was to go into the old house that, you know, is still like an escrow. The new owners haven't moved in. And get our old machines, take these new ones, and throw them off a cliff and put the old machines in the house. I was talking to Maria today. She says, you can't do that. I said, why? We gave them away to a church. So some church out there has got a damn good washing machine, probably a pair of my underwear still in it. And now, with these Kenmore Elite machines, the mother-father computer has further insinuated itself in my life. Now, with the Kenmore machines, the mother-father computer has invaded my home, taking pictures, recording my conversations. Now, I am fully integrated into the large technocrappy thing. I know why those machines are there. They're looking at me, photographing me with no clothes on, doing everything but my laundry. I'm Phil Hendry. I'm hammered on five Guinness Stouts. It's 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show, as opposed to somebody else's, 1-800-449-8686. Craig Taylor, who engineers our show, is sitting in Bill Handel's chair today. And Bill has a chair at work at KFI Radio in Los Angeles. Bill sits down in a chair there. I have a chair, a very nice chair, and he does his show from his chair. But his chair is like a lot of these chairs. It has the little mold for your butt, so there's a little peak for your butt crack, so that when you sit down in the chair, that thing's sticking up your rear end, right? My dad had a rowing machine, I remember, when I was a kid, and it had one of those seats, and you'd sit down in it, and there was the butt thing. In other words, there's a space for each cheek, and then that little peak in the middle, so that's jammed right up your crack. Can you tell me why we have to have chairs like that? Especially your chair handle. What do you need to have your ass cheeks separated for in the morning, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, you don't want to answer that? All right. What is the necessity of sitting in a chair that pulls your ass apart? Why are chairs made so that there is a butt mold in them, so that your butt cheeks are distinct one from the other? With the little... Taylor told me he was sitting in that chair once and he felt violated. He felt positively violated by a chair. What were you doing in his chair anyway? Working on some equipment? Or just sitting there with your feet up smoking a cigar to see how it felt? What is the exact necessity for chairs like this? It doesn't support your back. These newfangled back chairs that I've seen where the knees are up and you're bending forward and all those, like those chiropractor chairs. You ever sit at those things? You ever sit in those things where they give you those neck massages and scalp massages and you know, you're in one of those weird-ass chairs for your back? This pulling the rear-end cheeks apart for some unknown reason is, I guess it's just some perverse kick that the cats that make chairs get. Put in one of those butt molds, Ed. Oh, not again. Not that's the fifth one. Come on. It's going down to handle in L.A. It'll be a riot. So because, in other words, when you sit in a chair like that, you feel the need to, okay, well, let me shift around here till I have one cheek and one thing and the other cheek and the other thing. And, okay, now I guess I'm sitting properly in your damn butt mold chair. And then the sad part about handles, if you plug it in, it vibrates. And I got no clue as to why that is needed in morning drive radio. So a gentleman, a very nice gentleman, called while we were in our break. I won't give his name, but he makes about $150 million a year building houses. About $150 million fish in the dish a year building houses. And he said to our producer, Mike Schaefer, I make about $150 million building houses, and if Phil Hendry says that I should not put Kenmore products in those homes, then I will not put any more Kenmore products in those homes. All I got to do is say the word. Well, what's it going to be? Huh? Should I say the word? Do I have that kind of power? Should I have that kind of power? I don't think that I should. I'm just a guy talking. I'm just a guy speaking on behalf of a lot of people who don't have a voice, who go through this every day of their lives, who get the quick shuffle of the corporate boogie-woogie, who get jacked around, who get transferred from one guy to the next guy to the next guy to the next guy. I'm just talking for myself and anybody else out there who doesn't have a radio show to go to every night. Some woman out there, some guy out there, they had a washing machine blow up, and they still haven't gotten satisfaction. That's what I'm talking about. You mean the guy is already going to do it? It doesn't matter what I say? Oh, okay. So he's already not putting Kenmore products in his home. Well, there you go, Kenmore. What can I tell you? $150 million a year this guy makes building homes. And he has heard me this evening. He has heard the hell that my family has been through for the last 2 weeks. He is no longer putting Kenmore products in his homes. What do you think about that? You got a problem with me expressing my opinion? Publicly known companies like Kenmore and Sears, you got a problem with that? Here's a good idea. Why don't you sue me? Everybody else does. That's the national sport around here, especially in this town. Everyone's suing Phil. Why don't you guys sue me too, okay? For speaking my mind. For just using a little bit of this thing called free speech, all right? But you go ahead and say that I've maligned your product. I got thousands of dollars worth of damage to one bedroom that says I ain't maligning nothing. Now, I will say this. The guys at the insurance company there said to me, well, you have to get an estimate and then present us the estimate on the work that needs to be done. And then I don't know what goes from there. Did they cut you a check or something? So I got my man Dave coming in tomorrow. He's going to look at this thing. And as I told you at the outset of the hour, he says, I don't know what the hell's the problem. I said, it flooded a bedroom. It destroyed the carpeting. It's probably gone through the wall. We had to dry out three walls, all this stuff, tack board, wallpaper, blah, 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 blah. He says, I'm going to have to, you mind if I punch some holes in the wall? I said, holy Jesus, you're kidding. He says, I got to see what kind of damage has been done. So now I got a guy coming in tomorrow who's going to be knocking holes in the wall to see if the timber is rotted or wet, the drywall is rotted or wet, all because I bought a washing machine from Sears. Now, you are saying to yourself, and maybe some people work for Sears are saying to themselves, what is your problem? Why are you haranguing this? Why can't you get off it? Well, I'll tell you why. I take it very personally when my wife is in tears and she's on the phone with somebody from customer service, like she was on that Saturday that water flooded into our house. And when she said to them, your machine has broken, it has flooded my home, we need a technician now, and they gave her an argument. I resent that violently. Those sons of bitches should have said to her, I am sorry, Mrs. Hendry, we will send a technician immediately. But she had to cry and beg for somebody to come out that day. Otherwise, oh, well, we can't get to it till Monday. You want to know something? I would never have said a word were it not for that. That's what got me more than anything. If you guys would have at least said, okay, we're going to send somebody out right away. Hey, man, I'd be your best friend. But no, my wife's going to sit there in freaking tears. That's good for her anyway. Phil Hendry Show.